So, I mean, of course, I was joking around. I don't think Americans should be able to go anywhere they want to, although we should, right? But you can't have that because then you'd have people in China like just doing all sorts of disrespectful shit because Americans can go anywhere. They'll have that attitude.
They'll be mad, yeah.
Yeah, they'll just be walking in place with their shoes on and
Well,
shit.
that's true. I wonder if that is like Asian rebellion. Like you keep the fucking BK Knight strapped up.
Oh, yeah.
You go
Hell
into the
yeah.
parents' house.
Hell yeah.
Although I think there's like you would catch some. It would probably turn into like a Kill Bill scene of like bamboo versus like if they're hitting you with like a disciplinary bamboo as a kid, you pull it up and you start bo staffing. It's probably too many martial arts skills for people for their own good over there.
I
If
mean,
you're beating your, imagine if your dad was just like beating you, but it was like 1,000 punches of death. It was
yeah,
like,
if your dad just had pressure points, like real good, fucking.
You just pass out.
I wonder
every
how
time.
Many Asian kids have been karate chopped by their dad. Like at the dinner table.
Quite a few. What?
Just pass out and go into a seizure for 9 seconds. I wonder if there's any like poison, like mildly poisoned darts. You're just like fucking around with your brothers. You're.
That's what early discipline was for Asian children. That's why
so?
They. That's why they bow.
Yeah,
that was just
very...
like them traditionally just passing out from the boys.
I would say that's something nobody talk. Well, some comedians talk about that. They'll be like, "Yeah, white people don't know about that. Asian parents like beat us up pretty bad." But it's like Asian dads probably fuck their kids.
Oh
up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
you would like
very
those like, in the house flip flops.
Yeah,
those things must be.
Yeah, dude. I wonder they never explored that. Like the link of like. Like when Miyagi strokes his beard, that must have been like a lot of Asian American kids were probably like
triggered a little bit.
Yeah,
by yeah.
Or in the Kill Bill when he throws his fucking beard to the side. Imagine that your dad's sitting there and he's fucking strokes his super long goatee. Bring home that A minus, dude, and he bicycle kicks you. Because the beatings, you would need to be beat for a lot more.
What do you mean?
Well, a lot of like Asian Americans, a lot of Eastern Americans say they get like disciplined, like A's. The whole thing is that, like their parents
yeah, if they
don't
get a
accept.
B plus.
Yeah, they get a B plus, they're in serious trouble.
Yeah.
And they're also saying they get beat a lot. So it's like, are you getting beat for a B plus?
I don't know. It's an interesting thing because I do feel like Chinese dads are definitely docile.
You think so?
Docile men.
So, but yeah, but there's Taoists and there's Confucianists.
True. That's true.
It's about a 50-50 split.
True.
So, I think if your dad's a Taoist, he would just kind of go to the top of a mountain. You wouldn't see him for like 65 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm going to get a pack of cigarettes. Just leaves your family.
No, he's just like, what is a pack of cigarettes? And just like
what
walks
even
out,
is that?
Walks outside.
Yeah, I was thinking, though.
Buddha left
the...
his family.
Nice. About
the... Hell yeah.
Siddhartha.
I call him Sid.
Yeah, Sid.
Ilhan Omar, like, anybody that, like, sneaks into the country illegally or, like, I don't know. If I don't have any borders I want to get to, but, like, if they were, like, you can never go to a Notre Dame game unless you fucking... The only way you can get in that stadium is if you marry your sister.
You would do it?
I got to do something.
Yeah, but then would you... Again, I got to find out if she had kids or not. And at this point, I don't know. Honestly, like, at a gut level, am I really, like... I mean, that's kind of problematic. When they're like, she had kids, I'm like, okay.
But I think
I wasn't, like, blown out of the water.
Sneaking into the country and getting away with it is pretty American. I fuck with that.
Yeah,
like,
that
you,
is,
if you get in... Long enough to become a fucking U.S. congressman or whatever the hell she is. Like, she made it that
True.
Far. At that point, we have to be like, okay, you got us.
Yeah, I think we should have, like, strict boundaries, but if you get past them, you're in.
Yeah.
You're like, nice.
Definitely.
Good job.
Definitely.
Pretty much, that's kind of the rule, too.
That is the rule.
Like, most people, the same.
I'm
Wait,
sound
what's
like,
the story?
I'm going to sound like a real dickhead, because this is the kind of stuff that makes me like a dickhead. I'm going to preface this by saying, remember a few years ago, that kid from Villanova got shot by a Temple law student?
Don't remember
an Asian
that.
Guy with a gun?
No, I don't remember that.
An anyway, Asian guy with a gun shot?
Yeah, dude, so it was like these like three jacked footballers, and they were like, we're hanging around Rittenhouse, and they walked by some Asian dude with his girlfriend, and they were like, we're fucking catcalling his girl, and then the Asian dude was like, back up, and the one dude got like all fucking meathead hot.
Yeah.
You know, he was doing pull-ups on scaffolding a few minutes before that.
Really?
Yeah, they had
on
video
camera?
Yeah, they had a video of him doing it.
Holy fuck.
So he got all jacked up, and the Asian dude like pulls out a piece, and then the dude... Like, he's like, fucking try it. I'll fucking.
Oh, he did that.
And the Asian dude was like, pop, pop, pop. Fucking lit him up.
He did that fucking. He grabbed the gun, put it to his forehead.
He's like,
and was
fucking
like,
do it.
You're going to have to kill me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah,
like,
okay.
Pop, I will pop. Kill you now. You talk to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
He agreed. He definitely fucking nailed him, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, it's like,
oh, shit, so an Asian. He blew a whistle and took out a sword. You know how Asians fight?
Fucking beheaded him, dude. But dude, yeah. So, anyways, then that story, like after that came out, I was like, good. I'm glad that fucking guy.
Yeah, I used to fucking. Yeah,
I'm glad it happened. Not glad it happened, but like that's the outcome. And everybody was like, you're an asshole. I was like, I'm not happy the guy got shot.
Yeah.
But like, this is what happens when you walk around being like, I'm the fucking man. I'm untouchable.
Would you prefer eventually
run into a fucking Asian dude with a piece who doesn't?
Exactly, dude.
You know,
and you know what? It's funny. That's the most unlikely of people. Usually, think some they guy thought like he was going to be an easy target, like a bigger, badder guy who's going to beat him up one day. Just a small Asian nerd with a gun, just is like pop.
Dude, think how fucking that chick must have been hot as fuck. That Asian must have been one of the coolest Asians on earth.
Yeah,
he's willing to murder in the street. Yeah, he must have had the fucking sickest swag, yeah. Dude.
They dishonored him, dude.
They dishonored him very much.
That's dishonorable. It's very dishonorable.
What do you think the Asian was thinking?
Dishonorable.
What do you think
dude?
Was going through his head?
He's like, this is so dishonorable. And his ancestors are like, shoot.
Do you think when he pulled the gun out, it made that shing sound like it fucking
sounds like when he pulled out in Kill Bill, and he just pulled a little bit of the knife out, and he goes, shing, pull it out. But the white guy's mouth looks like a bad.
You think he fucking did one of those?
Like a bad voiceover. It's like, you will now die.
I wouldn't step any closer, sir. Do not.
All right, so what happened to this developer?
So there's this guy.
I love how he sidetracked, and I was like, all right, so.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
The developer is a weird scenario where, like, and correct me if I'm wrong, John, but I think it was like a guy.
Happens.
Yeah.
Dude, that's why they don't talk about Tulsi and Andrew, bro. Andrew Yang, baby.
I know.
That's why they don't talk about
it. Wait, you're a fucking Yang boy.
Yang Bucks.
Dude, did you watch the interview with the...
I want those neat bucks.
Yang went on the H3. Yeah, I love neat bucks, dude. The government gives you money.
Neats, baby.
He went on the H3 podcast, and Yang was saying that, like, they stage the debates like it is like a reality show. Like, so you'll have your people reach out. If you're like high profile Democratic convention, you'll reach out to like the network and be like, hey, we were thinking of jamming someone up about like, you know, XYZ. Could you set us up for that? And the moderators will like set up big things just to get better viewings. And Yang was like, what the fuck? He was like, I showed up and I'm like, no one ever asked me. He's like, there's already. <a thing."
laughs> Damn, that's very dishonorable.
Yeah, dude, who did that? That was in that Schaub thing. That was hilarious. What? That Schaub
documentary.
Yeah, Schaub documentary when he took a dude that didn't talk Asian Asian and gave him Asian voice. Wow, dude, wow.
I don't even think that's wow. That's hilarious.
It's hilarious, but I mean, when somebody's trying to slam you, yikes.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, to be fair, I always accurately represented my old boss who was Korean. That was like, an accurate, respectful Korean representation. Yeah.
What was the type of things he would say?
Yeah.
Met you. Literally, he would call me Met you, and he'd go, come to the opus. That's exactly, verbatim. He did say that, too, to me. He told me about a pet shop. He called me, and he's like, number one business idea, pet store. Black people's love to spend money is about the dogs. And I'm like, yo, bro.
Dude, that is
back
so
then, good. Back then, I was like 22. I was like, take it easy, Mr. Kim. You're out of your fucking
back
mind.
Back when you were a fucking...
Oh, he was a 9/11 denier off the bat.
Right off
this
the
is
bat,
before,
dude.
Like,
but then
the presidency.
Trump's a fucking moron.
No way, dude.
It just instantly is like...
The dude went to the Wharton School of Business. He's smarter than all of us.
Go to... Do you think there's just a whole school of people smarter than you right over there?
Well, 1 trillion percent.
Me and
Billy, like, you guys are geniuses.
We haven't had too much college.
Yeah.
They're not smarter than you.
Dude, the kids at the Wharton School of Business
are all smarter than you?
Balls. Well, yes. IQ
levels? I hope so, yeah.
Well, it's like they're definitely rocking. They're probably rocking high SATs.
I mean, street smarts, dude?
Yeah, not
maybe not. The Asian spatial awareness? Probably not.
Spatial awareness is tough. You guys are talking about that?
Yes.
I just walked through fucking Penn Station.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's a video game, dude.
It is insane, dude.
Yeah.
I just fucking knock them all over.
Wow.
You just walk.
No,
I just said
so
knock
beige,
them over.
Dude.
I just want to walk through there, and there's zero spatial awareness.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
They're fucking,
that's hilarious.
The Chinese have none.
They're
bumping.
Would
just walk right
I think they're
it.
Probably more used to. There's so many people over
dude,
in like Asian countries.
No, like, their spatial awareness is trash.
Yeah,
really?
Like, so, yeah, you know, in that bell curve book, that's part of the IQ.
Oh, really?
Test.
It's
yeah.
in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, low spatial awareness.
I just.
That's where we get that stat from.
That's crazy.
I just gained it from experience.
No, yeah. That's
there was
why,
a family.
They should
today.
Actually like be like, you know, when they are driving, be like, they should have special.
Like extra bumpers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's fair, dude.
All right, go on. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry.
So
they should have a big wire hanging from the top. And just like,
no, yours is funnier. The fact that Asians should have bumper cars, with the thing sparking on the roof.
Just so you know, you're like, oh, fuck, all right.
Yeah, that can't be original, that Asians should drive bumper cars. I mean, that can't be. That had to be. That's a joke from, like, the they invented bumper cars.
You think they used to call them Asian cars when they first came out? I would do the Asian cars.
A bumper car.
I would do the Asian cars, and every 10 seconds on the gas pedal, your thing would just veer to the left and make boom. It's like low speed crash. Dude, I got in a low speed Asian crash. Some guy bumped into me like 6 miles an hour.
That spark at the top. That's so funny.
I learned about this because I emailed the researchers, dude, for clarification last night.
Yeah.
I was up in bed in between waiting for my troops to spawn from Clash of Clans. I just dropped $40 off some chips.
No. No, dude.
I have this thing called the War Machine now.
By the way, this is where your Patreon dollars are going. It's Matt's fucking Clash of Clans fort.
I thought about it. There's money going to the economy. I'm just ruining it. I'm spending it on the most pointless thing you could get.
Where do you think that goes? That goes straight to China.
The Clash of Clans?
Dude,
you know, when I see those little symbols, it gets personal. I fight. I invade China all the time. Fuck the shit up. I see that fucking. I see some tattoos. And I'm like, all right, motherfuckers, let's go.
See the wingdings, and you invade, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, you guys running. They're running all fucking high wide, dude. They're fucking flying.
Wow.
Yeah, I see the wingdings, and I'm like, all right,
racist.
I'm like, all right, boys, let's fucking go. I was gonna send some goblins in to steal your gold and fucking dark elixir, but now I'm gonna fuck up your town center.
Really?
Let you guys know that communism's a fucking farce.
Are you sure it's Chinese wingdings?
Hey,
you could
man.
Be just smashing Japanese.
People are catching some flack. If I see them, I'm going in.
If you see something that's not English.
I'm getting them back for Pearl Harbor, dude. I don't give a fuck. If I see some shit, dude, I'm going in. I'm like, really, though, basically, it's so unfair because the level I'm in, it should have taken me forever to like upgrade my gold and my elixir storages to get the war machine. Dude, you don't understand. It's the broken down war machine.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on some dude that's high in his bed and sees somebody's Japanese like castle name and he's like, fucking Pearl Harbor. Dude, what for?
Oh my god, I'm sending in the Archer Queen. Dude, it's unbelievable, yeah. Dude. Healers above you. So the Archer Queen can run forever. If you put like three healers up, then like I'm talking 120 people with the bows level
what
five.
The Japanese are like, Healer Queen is here. Archer Queen, these are Mata Makuska. Oh.
What's funny is you watch the replay of people attacking you, so it definitely is like, huh? 75 archer queens come on the perimeter, or 75 little archers.
Definitely the noise.
Oh. Oh.
This undreaded Omato Mokosko. He'll finally hear.
Dude.
Do you think they're making like scrolls of you in Japan right now? There's definitely like
his
scrolls.
Town hall level 8 somehow has war machine. How? Fucking.
He must have spent a $40.
Yeah, dude. China could technically devalue their currency. The Chinese probably have every fucking little thing.
Oh, they devalue.
They
the
probably reverse engineered my war machine.
Do you think
they
that they're devaluing the yen in order to fucking
to take me down?
To take down the ultimate Damascus Muscovies.
For sure. I'm gonna go on the record and say that's exactly why they built Huaiyuai. That'd be funny if this was all over Clash of Clans.
Might be.
Oh my god.
How would the Chinese say that?
What? A Clash of Clans?
Yeah.
Clash of Clans?
Nice. That's how we should do it from now on.
What, Clash of Clans?
If I think of something racist, I'll just be like,
hey, Matt.
Little alley-oop.
Do you know how many of those I've set you up for? I'm like, hey, what about this?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm so quick.
Dude, Clash of Clans, dude. Oh,
Clash of Clans? I pray a Clash of Clans.
I wonder what the name of it is in Chinese.
McCoskery. Oh man.
Oh fuck. Oh man. All right. Let's get back down to business. Let's get back
down
to business. Oh, I'm so giggly today. Dude,
so am I. I'm happy to see you. We just watched a Dave Chappelle review.
Great.
Dave Chappelle's most recent.
This is probably your last podcast after that.
Why?
Totally racially insensitive fucking prank call you did with
Ooh.
that Asian voice, dude.
That was Russian. That was a Russian accent. How dare you insinuate that? You this knew is your exactly last podcast. What that was. Apologize now. Send out a
No.
Apologize right
you
now.
You have to apologize.
I was doing a Russian accent.
You have to apologize. A lot of people are mad
apologize
and upset about the
community
way.
For calling me a baby. You have a little baby tummy.
Gluten free.
That's Russian.
That's not Russian,
That's a
dude.
Russian accent.
That was very disrespectful to the Asian community.
Oh, my God.
Please apologize to the Asians.
You apologized for thinking that was an Asian
apologize
accent.
To all the Chinamen out there. Oh, man, that's sick. Holy we can shit. Make fun of Asians.
Yeah.
That's still one race they haven't gotten to yet and ruined making fun of. No, you can make fun of Asians.
You can. No, you can. You can. When black people make fun of Asians, it's the funniest thing in the world.
They don't get along.
Yeah, they don't.
Blacks and Asians do not get along. It's no. one very just like blacks and dogs. Dogs, canines, and black people do not get along.
Matilda scared a lady pretty bad yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I let her out of the car. It was our neighbor.
Well?
And I all I hear is,
she was afraid of Matilda? Matilda's a fucking puppy.
She's a 9-month-old whippet, terrier mix. But
so you're
she
saying,
was cool.
Matt, are you saying that African-Americans and dogs do not get along?
No, because Matilda's owner is an African-American, so why don't you check your bullshit?
You're the one who played
into
it.
Two strikes. I didn't play into anything.
You said that
I was going to give you two anecdotal
you called
situations.
Them, you called Asians Chinamen.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my
said,
God.
Oh,
I did
you
not
said,
do that.
You said, can I get the gluten-free spicy
that
burger?
That was a Russian accent. That was a purely Russian accent. And I was sharing an anecdote with you about Matilda scaring a woman and then backed it up by another one that contrasted your small beliefs.
This is disgusting. This is episode two, and you're already fired.
I'm not fired.
Yes. Now it's just Shane's secret podcast. Sorry.
Shane said Chinaman.
You said Chinaman.
I did not say
Rewind China. It, dude. You're the one who said Chinaman.
Let's fuck it. We'll go back and we'll scour the records. I can see your wave files here. I see your voice.
Dude, you said Chinaman, and also...
I did not.
You said that black people and dogs don't get along.
You said that.
And you tweeted The Rock that you wanted to jerk him off.
I didn't say I wanted to jerk him off. I just... Wouldn't mind sitting next to him and both of us going at it, two jack dudes, doing what we do. Do you think you could shoot further than The Rock?
Than The Rock, no.
You don't?
He probably has that technique where, like, while you're coming, you kind of squeeze the tip of your dick so it launches harder.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, you ever, yeah, definitely.
No, I just rip no-handers. I let go at the moment and rip no-handers over my shoulder.
Like a fucking magician, dude.
Like absolutely
such fucking Houdini that you fucking put your hands out like,
dude,
ta-da.
I'm shooting them over my shoulder, 30 years old.
Really? You ever hit yourself in the face?
In the eye.
You hit yourself in the
eye. I got myself
the
in the eye, and your eye turns red. God. If that ever happens to you, don't fret. Your eye turns pink for about 35 minutes. Just put some shades on. Watch an episode of Seinfeld. You'll be all right. And, yeah.
You put shades on?
No. Well,
a fucking battered wife trying to hide her fucking eye.
Yeah, I had pink eye. I had orgasmatory pink eye. That's the medical term.
All right, so I accidentally sent this podcast to my family in group text. Hopefully they fucking...
The inaugural
hopefully
episode?
They're done with after episode one. Because episode two's gotten a little weird. You're
episode
talking,
two's already
Episode
bad.
Two, you've already alienated the black community.
No, I did not.
By saying dogs and them don't get along.
You said that.
You also said Chinaman
oh
and used
my
a
God.
Very inappropriate accent.
This is an assassination of character.
Assassination.
Oh, see? Now he's making fun of me for being speech impaired, which I am. And then he threw in an Asian thing. We see who the enemy is. America, put the crosshairs.
Oh, yeah.
Put the crosshairs on this monster.
Coming in your own eye, dude. That's disgusting.
That's an accident. Be sex positive.
That's fucking
I'm being
no,
sex
dude.
Positive.
No. No, I...
Put the, America, put the crosshairs on this monster. Lock away your old seafood fucking fondue, whatever he's eating for lunch. Lock your microwaves and your old expired seafood and keep him out.
Oh, man.
I can't believe you turned on me this quick. Two episodes turned right on
me. Well, I'm just saying.
Character assassination.
We're trying to have a podcast, and we can't do anything without you jumping in and acting like a fucking dickhead.
Oh.
With all your racism.
I have none. I'm pure.
You're pure?
I'm pure.
Yeah. Pure white, dude. Your blood is pure. You sick, dude.
Dude, how about today, or not today, last weekend when that comedian, this is a black comedian, he, to a Mechanicsburg audience,
It was the Harrisburg Comedy Zone, which is in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Red County.
Trump country, baby.
Red County, for sure. They, the guy was like, if you're white and proud of it, stand up. And like.
No, he just said fucking cheer.
cheer.
And one dude just went nuts.
Yeah, he stood up and
sold
like,
out
woo!
Room. One guy in the middle standing up like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was
insane. That was intense. That was real, real white trash.
I felt weird.
You probably felt right at home, dude.
Yeah, right, dude.
You probably were so happy. You were clapping. Right. I saw you clapping.
I didn't clap.
You definitely clapped.
I did not clap.
When he said, give it up for white pride, you started clapping hard.
Yeah, right, dude.
And then you held your eyes
you
like you were imitating
a video of the David Duke speech. And you're like, what? Fuck yeah.
You did that thing where you hold your fingers on your eyes and make them slanty, and you started going, oh, what a privilege. It was ridiculous. He did that on stage, and he held his eyes like that and was like, oh, the gluten free.
No, I didn't. I never did that.
He also did all those prank calls in the beginning by himself before I got here. He was sitting in an empty fucking house doing that Asian impersonation to some fucking poor lady at Whole Foods.
That took me a minute to get that down. That was Russian, by the way. My Russian impersonation is sick.
Do some more Russian right now.
Oh, the hell out of that.
That's Russian?
I'm never say hello. That, I can speak Korean. I'm allowed to do it. I'm never say hello. It's Korean for hello.
Is it?
Be cool means get out of the way.
Be cool is get out of the way?
It's be cool.
Oh, be cool.
Be cool.
Oh, cool. That's, I drive Uber sometimes in Philadelphia, which basically is just me driving around Asian people, Asian tourists, and I pick them up at the Rocky statue, and I drop them off at the Ribbity Bell. All right, dude.
Yo, cut it out.
Issue an apology. This is not good.
I'm tweeting right. I'll tweet on behalf
of the
show.
This is not good.
I'm going to tweet on behalf of the show.
You got to post this in the Philly Comedy Network.
I will.
You got to post
this
podcast.
I'm going to out you. This is just me
outing
you.
Philly Comedy Network Facebook group. Let them know that you.
PCN, shout out to all the big crybabies. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know if we want to kick that fucking hornet's nest.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Just a hornet's nest of pussies.
Oh, I'm a crybaby. Me. Let me cry for half an hour and tell you why I'm not a crybaby.
Fuck yeah.
You think you should be saying things like this?
Yeah, dude, I don't care.
And then you wonder.
No, I respect what they do.
And then you wonder why.
Nobody likes me.
Nobody likes you in the scene. Look, and you know what sucks is I get a bad rap because of how racist and dumb you are.
Me? Are you serious? Dude.
When you come in hot and say things like, ribbity bell, and all that stuff, it makes me look so bad.
I was a pristine spring of water before you came to the city and absolutely
polluted me. No, I just fucking...